Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Hyundai commits $21 billion to US expansion, Auto Trader sees EV interest rise, and Ford's secret Chinese EV test fleet. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you why local media reports, unlike the national reports from various US states, show the true picture of what Tesla drivers are suffering with. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Monday, 24th of March. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes or going to patreon.com/EV News Daily. Well, Hyundai is committing $21 billion to expand US operations. Hyundai Motor Group announcing today, Monday 24th of March, in Washington, D.C., its plan to invest $21 billion US dollars to boost its manufacturing in the United States. By 2028, the company aims to raise its annual production capacity of Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis to 1.2 million vehicles a year, with $9 billion set aside for expansion. Hyundai will also invest nearly $6 billion to build its first US-based steel mill. That'll be in Louisiana, using electric arc furnace technology. The facility will help grow local auto component supply chains. Another $6 billion will strengthen partnerships with American firms in robotics, AI, air mobility, and future energy. Since entering the US market back in, 86, wasn't it? Hyundai's total investment has reached over $20 billion now and will double with these new commitments in the next 3 years. This follows a previous pledge of $10.5 billion during the old Biden administration. That was back in 2022. Last year, Hyundai and Kia sold over 1.7 million vehicles in the US, but 60% were imported from South Korea. The proposed incoming auto tariffs would make Hyundai's less competitive on price and pose challenges for Hyundai Steel as well because of tariffs on foreign steel and aluminium products. By building domestic supply chains, they would get around those. Well, Auto Trader is reporting a uptick in electric vehicle interest with visits to its new car platform up 11% year over year in March 2025. So far, inquiries for new electric vehicles are surging by 20% since the start of the year. Well, in the United Kingdom, the average discount on a new electric vehicle is hovering somewhere around 11.5% below the MSRP, or RRP, as we call it, recommended retail price, up from 10.9% last month. So the deals are out there. It is, of course, the end of Q1, so you might get some good deals around. These discounts aim to attract more buyers, also help the government reach its goal of 28% zero emission vehicles by the end of this year. MG leads the way. In terms of the actual model ranking, MG has 2 months in a row now where they are the most popular model on Auto Trader. 10.8% on the MG ZS, and the MG 4 follows at 10.1%. And no doubt that's to do partly with the MG brand being quite strong here in Great Britain, and also the pricing, which is very good on both of those vehicles, and the RRP is somewhat higher than what you actually pay. I mentioned yesterday on the podcast, I think it was, about some of the deals that are out there. That's very, very good. So having a look at the brand preferences, MG is topping the way. It's followed by BMW and Kia. Also seeing increased EV demand on Auto Trader, Porsche, Skoda, and Renault. So in terms of the electric models ranking on Auto Trader, it's the MG ZS, MG4, Skoda Elroq, then BMW i7, i5, and Kia EV3, then the Renault 5 E-Tech, the Porsche Macan, Audi Q4, and Hyundai Ioniq 5. And if you look at the electric brands ranking on Auto Trader, number one, by a long way, is MG at 21.5 in terms of brand ranking. Then it's BMW, Kia, Renault and Porsche, rounding out the top five. And the full top 10 include Skoda, BYD, Audi, Hyundai and Vauxhall. Yes, if you're paying attention, as many of the headlines pointed out, and which I've not mentioned yet, because I thought it was perhaps a little, not clickbaity, but it is somewhat easy these days for the media to give Tesla a kicking. Tesla is entirely absent from the Auto Trader interest rankings, at least in the top 10s and all of the news that I could find. So I didn't put it in the headline. I could have gone earlier with that. I know that Tesla fans don't like to hear it. The hardcore, like, you know, the shareholders and those that are on the social media pages and whatnot, whatever they're up to, like pumping it every day. They don't like to hear anything negative. I get the emails. You hate Tesla. They email me. I don't. I genuinely don't. I don't hate any car company. I don't even love any car company. And I'll present the news to you as it is factually reported. You make your own mind up. But yeah, for the first time in a long time that I've seen in the UK, because we always get decent Tesla numbers over here, and they had like sales numbers were, I think, fine in January, maybe February as well. We're one of the bright spots for Tesla. Let's move on. Now, last October, you may remember, I told you that Ford's CEO, Jim Farley, shared he'd been driving a Xiaomi SU7. That's a Chinese electric vehicle. For 6 months, and he said, frankly, I don't really want to give it up. He was quite enjoying driving the Xiaomi SU7. This interest followed his visit to China, where he asked his team, his senior management team, for their favorite five. They bought them, stuck them on a container, and shipped them to the US. They haven't talked about it until now. And why would they? Because all car companies do this. It's not particularly newsworthy or interesting. But he did turn up on a podcast, and Jim Farley said, and I quote, "I went to China last year and I asked my management team to pick the five best Chinese electric vehicles. Then we put them on a plane and flew them to Chicago and drove them to Dearborn, and we've been driving them ever since," end quote. Oh yeah, okay, I'm sorry, he didn't ship them over. He flew them over, because of course, they can probably afford the, you know, air freight. And that's interesting. Like, all car companies do this, but CEO Jim Farley has been a little more open than others at talking about the challenges that Ford faces, particularly in China and some of the Chinese competition. We don't know what they are, though. He didn't say. And I think if I was the podcast host, I'm not sure I would have pushed him, because he's not going to say, is he? Maybe. Maybe actually, he might have done. He probably could say, "Hey, what are the five cars? What do you reckon? A Xiaopeng, a Xiaomi, a Neo, a BYD, something else? Maybe a Li Auto?" Anyway, they picked their favourite five and flew them over. We did know that the Zeekr was being looked at as well. So the Zeekr 001 has up to 140 kilowatt hour battery pack, 640 miles on CLTC. Does have a couple of smaller battery packs as well, so that could be one of the ones that they have been driving in their little secret test. Not that secret, May I add, talking about clickbait, I said it at the beginning of the podcast, didn't I? Ford's secret EV test fleet. Not that secret. The CEO told us about it. Anyway, we better move on before I get caught out. The MG4 EV is going to get some updates, but not a refresh. Let me explain. Last week, the second generation MG4 was seen in China, and I told you all about it, and it's got a bit of styling there from the Cyberster, bit of styling from the MG3, and the MG4 still feels new to me, still feels like it's 5 minutes old, but hey, time flies, doesn't it? So the MG4, it was revealed on some Chinese website photos as, you know, it's coming. Lots of speculation. MG sell a lot of vehicles here in the UK. Will that be coming? Well, the MG4 will get updates and in the coming months as well, but it won't get the new car. So it won't get this full redesign. It won't get the new platform. It won't get the new car, whatever it's on, that China's getting. David Allison is MG Motor UK's product chief, telling Autocar magazine, love it, that the electric vehicle will get a significant interior refresh and it'll match the S5. And that's good because the S5 EV, which is the replacement to the MG ZS EV, although bigger in every way, is built on the MG4 platform. But from what we know about it, and we don't have pricing, haven't got monthly offers on it or anything like that, but from what we know about the MG S5 is they've listened to, or they've learned, I should say, and maybe they have listened to customer feedback, to media feedback, to car reviewers who do this day in and day out, but we think that the MG S5, the ZS replacement, is going to have a much better interior, more physical knobs and buttons for those things that you want to do quickly without looking at a screen, but also with not only the SE trim, but the trophy trim, which is the top end, all the toys and gadgets you need, like the power boot closing and heated everything, and also a much nicer place to be on the inside and better control for ADAS, because those new European rules and the bings and the bongs, and sometimes it can take over. That's maybe a weak point of the MG4. Hopefully, one or two buttons when you start the car. You can't get rid of these things completely because of new regulations, but hopefully you start the car, get in the car, maybe a little swipe down and turn off, or a button that says just turn off all the ADAS stuff, or even go into a custom mode. That would be good, because I want some things, but I don't want all of the bings and the bongs. And yes, I can see the road sign. Don't tell me I'm doing 31 as I go through the sign, because you can turn those things off. You know, I know how to drive safely. So that's very interesting. We won't get the new MG4, but we will get an update to the interior to match the MG S5. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Good news, MG. Good news. I kind of miss the ZS. I miss the old girl since we sold it. Oh, maybe we'll have another one day. I kind of feel bad as someone who does EV news for a living. If I ever go back to a brand, I feel like I should, you know, when the Polestar goes, I feel like we should do something else just to, you know, spread the love. On the other hand, I'd happily go back to an MG. Right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk lots more about the news today. Stick around. Hey, hey, welcome back to the podcast. If you heard an advert or two, I appreciate your time listening to the ad-supported free feed. And if you want to check out the Patreon pages, well, you're more than welcome to. You know where they are, patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Well, the Chinese automaker BYD is next in today's news. And they've sold more than 40,000 electric vehicles in Australia, all within 3 years of entering the market. The company will exceed 40,000 sales this year alone. BYD started selling cars down under in late 2022 and very quickly became very popular. BYD's lineup there includes the Atto 3, that's a full BEV compact SUV. There's the Dolphin, that's a full BEV hatchback. The Seal, which is a full BEV sedan. And plug-in versions, plug-in hybrid versions of the C-Line 6. There's also a battery C-Line 7. And the new Shark, which is a plug-in hybrid, but it's one where the engine is a range extender but can drive the front wheels up at highway speeds. Hasn't got a gearbox to speak of. So, fascinating. Fascinating technology, and BYD doing really well in Australia, like as well as MG do well over here. Of course, MG Chinese, and BYD doing very well down under. They said last year, what was it they said, end of last year, maybe it was sort of August time last year, they said that they were going to sell 100,000 units in the first 5 years of entering the Australian market. At the time, they'd sold 25,000. Maybe some people didn't believe them. Well, current trends show they're absolutely bang on Target. They do some crazy pricing as well. I think before on-road costs, that little Dolphin is like $30,000, which is, I mean, stupid cheap. EV Direct is the local distributor in Australia, if you're interested. Coming to Europe and Belgium and Ghent, and the Volvo car factory is almost ready to produce the full electric EX30, with the first unit expected by the end of next month. The factory's invested 200 million euros to upgrade itself, the body shop, the welding department and the assembly hall. A major change is the welding expansion, doubling its size. The production will use 580 robots, 420 of which will be brand new. For the first time, door assembly taking place in Ghent instead of Sweden, highlighting Volvo's commitment to doing it locally. Producing the EX30 in Ghent is strategic. 80% of its output will serve the European market. Units for export to the United States will also be made there, while those produced in China won't go to the US. And I wouldn't even be surprised if those made in China were sold in the UK, because you can probably make them cheaper in China and stick them on a ship to the UK, where we don't have Chinese tariffs, unlike the European Union, than making it all of about 5 minutes in that direction out of my window over in Belgium. I mean, obviously, it's more, I mean, a little more than 5 minutes, but it's, you know, as the crow flies, not too far away. Now, a new electric vehicle brand will launch at the Melbourne Motor Show, showcasing two models. IM is a partnership between SAIC, which is MG, and Alibaba Group. IM stands for Intelligence in Motion. Wouldn't that be IIM? Anyway, ignore that. IM is Intelligence in Motion. Just count the I and the M. It's the IM5 and the IM6. The 5's a sedan, the 6 is an SUV, and they're sold in China already. They're going to come to Australia and will be called IM, presented by MG Motor. That's catchy, isn't it? Okay. Peter Chow, CEO of MG Motor Australia. That's his name. What? It's awesome, isn't it? The CEO of MG Australia is Peter Chow, says the brand will offer cutting-edge innovation and elegant design with uncompromising blend of performance, refinement and range, according to Peter Chow. Now, Kempower, I love Kempower stuff. Kempower provide EV charging solutions. And I swear, touch wood, I've never turned up to a broken Kempower charger. And I'm sure they do. Everything that is built, everything that's engineering in the world breaks at some point. And it's just how you fix it and get on with it. I cannot think I have ever turned up to a single Kempower charging station and any of them have been broken. I mean, statistically, they must break, but I love the Kempower stuff. They've launched a new Flex Satellites. This is designed for public charging, supporting CCS, and it will come with native J3400 for the new charging standard in North America. The Flex Satellite works with the Kempower power unit that supplies the DC power to the satellites, providing up to 400 amps on a CCS1 and 380 amps on a J3400 connector. The Flex Satellite meets all the funding criteria for the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. Although NEVI has some question marks around it, if that was already allocated, that money, states can still spend it on that technology. Now, scientists have created a new method to recycle nearly all materials from lithium-ion batteries, tackling the issue of electronic waste. This includes smartphones as well, by the way. This is not just electric vehicles. A Chinese research team used micro-batteries to extract lithium, nickel, cobalt, manganese from spent batteries. They used an amino acid called glycine to pull out the materials, avoiding harsh chemicals and toxic byproducts. 99.99% of lithium can be recovered. What? Not 100%? EVs are terrible for the planet. Only 99.99% extracted to be recycled. This is awful! I'll stick to my diesel, thanks. Nearly all of the nickel, cobalt and manganese also extracted in just 15 minutes. This breakthrough coming from a partnership in China with the universities there and also the National Engineering Research Center. Battery waste has increased because of a rising demand for handheld electronics, phones, tablets and, in time, EVs, although EV batteries are somewhat of a different beast to those small devices. Now, we'll finish off the day talking about something that I've been doing over the weekend, which is to go around the houses on local media in the United States, because national news reports these big instances of, you know, arson in Germany and France, and service centres burning down here in Europe, and 80 cars targeted at the service centre in Ontario, Canada. But what is it? Are these Tesla takedown, these Tesla attacks, Although the peaceful protesters at Tesla takedown would not want me to say that they are linked to this violence and awful behaviour. How does it affect real human beings that spent their money on a vehicle that they love? So I thought I'd have a little look round. I did have to connect the old US VPN because as a European visitor, some of these US local websites aren't available to me. But I had a look around at local US media, and that's where you see these local reporters on the ground. It's never going to be reported by national media. Their stories are too small, but you add them together. It tells a really interesting picture. High-profile acts are one thing, but what about local reports? From 6abc.com, they write, a Tesla Cybertruck was vandalized while the owner ate inside a nearby restaurant on Sunday in Bucks County. The vehicle's recording system captured the vandalism at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday in Newtown Township Shopping Center. Police confirmed the owner filed a report on Sunday. Police are investigating. From kxan.com, they write, buying a Tesla had been a years-long goal for John Serraro. He was able to make it happen in December. John said, I've seen some pretty weird reactions, so I wasn't expecting that as part of owning the vehicle. He can think of at least five times when he's received negativity from strangers for buying the Tesla. He said, I quote, I took my kids out to Raymer's Ranch, the river park on Pedernales, and this woman was just shouting profanity at me and my wife and my family when we were leaving, Serrano said. From WRAL.com, they write, across the county, we've seen cars and charging stations set on fire and protests outside showrooms, including in our area. Jesse Martinez says someone shot his driver's side window as he drove his Tesla Model S late Sunday night in Zebulon. I look to my left and I see all the glass shattered, he told WRAL News outside his home. WRAL News previously spoke with a Tesla owner from southern Wake County who found the word Nazi etched in his car. The Wake County Sheriff's Office advised Tesla owners to park in well-lit, high-traffic areas if possible. As per MyNorthwest.com, they write, a Tesla driver was harassed and cut off by another driver on the road in Linwood, describing the incident as terrifying and unprovoked. The incident occurred while the driver, Lee, was on her doctor's way to a doctor's appointment on Wednesday. It started when another driver began honking behind her at a red light. A second car, a white SUV, also cut her off and stopped in the middle of the road. The driver exited and started berating the Tesla driver in the middle of the road. Lee described the incident as threatening and harassing. From kezi.com, they wrote, in the morning of March 20, a couple living on Fairmont Boulevard near Hendricks Park in Eugene woke up to find their Tesla vehicles had been vandalized and spray-painted with the words divest and depose. The couple requested anonymity to protect their safety, said a camera on their property caught the person in concealing clothing approaching the vehicles before dawn. They are frightened and confused. In Arlington, Virginia, the local website ARLnow.com writes, a local resident says someone carved a swastika into his Tesla. The resident, who lives on a busy street in the courthouse area, says the vandalism happened overnight Thursday into Friday this week. My Tesla was found this morning with a swastika keyed on the hood this morning, the man tells ARL Now. Obviously, this trend is happening nationwide, but I didn't think Arlington would be a place where stupid people do stupid things to innocent car owners. Arlington County Police confirmed they had received a destruction of property report about a 2023 Tesla being vandalized with a swastika. And that's your news for today. Thanks for listening. And thanks, as always, to everyone on Patreon who supports our premium partners, especially Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.